With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is in direct contact with the Syrian rebel group that led the overthrow of Bashar Assad's government. BBC correspondent Tom Bateman reports on an international meeting yesterday in Jordan.
Most countries here have, in one way or another, become entangled in the civil war at some stage during its 13-year march, and each brings their own interests and concerns. But key to today's discussions was the American demand that whoever runs Syria does so in a non-sectarian way that doesn't pose a threat to surrounding countries.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says it lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in a new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
This is the whole point of the book. Are there certain things that almost anyone faces reprisal, threats, job loss, cancellation if they say about China?
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Officials say French territory in the Indian Ocean has suffered extensive damage from a powerful cyclone. With more, BBC correspondent Will Leonardo.
Chido slammed into Mayotte on Saturday, the worst storm to hit the islands for almost a century. Videos have shown whole neighbourhoods of shacks, common housing for Mayotte's 300,000 residents, torn down by extreme winds with people picking through the rubble. 8,000 kilometres away in Paris, France's new Prime Minister, François Bayrou, held an emergency response meeting. His interior minister spoke of an emerging tragedy on Mayotte. He said it would take days to establish how many people had been killed. Thankfully, the airport is still said to be able to receive military planes, but communication is patchy and people have been struggling to contact relatives.
That is correspondent Will Leonardo. This is SRN News. A British court sentences a man for causing an abortion. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
Stuart Warby is going to prison for 12 years after being convicted of slipping an abortifacient drug into the drink of his pregnant girlfriend. The woman lost her unborn baby at 15 weeks and told the court that since ingesting the drug, she has become infertile. Pro-life advocates in the United Kingdom and in this country have been warning that the decision to make abortion drugs readily available is likely to lead to more cases like this one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed into law prohibit book bans in the state and enshrined protections against civil and criminal charges for librarians. New Jersey becomes the latest Democrat-led state to enact a law designed to keep parents from removing pornographic material from the children's section of their school library or public library. Illinois and Minnesota have already done so as well. This is SRN News. ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library. The network's decision settles a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll.
A jury in 2023 found Trump liable for defaming Carroll by claiming that she had made up a sexual encounter. In addition to payout for the library, ABC will also have to post a notice of regret on its website and has to pay $1 million for Trump's legal fees.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. President-elect Donald Trump huddling with allies at the Army-Navy football game. He took one of the most storied rivalries in college sports while spotlighting his emerging national security team. On yesterday afternoon, he joined Vice President-elect J.D. Vance in battle Pentagon pick Pete Hegseth, potential backup defense option, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and others for the game. This is SRN News.